Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
I can't work with this under these conditions. So I'm in my house, and Donnie keeps putting his hand in front of the Skype camera. And
they're shadow puppets.
Yeah, he's making shadow puppets for you.
I'm making puppets for you.
But they're not shadow puppets. Well, I can see your hand.
We can turn off the light, and I'll flash a flashlight.
Don't turn off the light.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We've got to get to X-Files because we have some news from Gritty coming up. But first, you know, you think you had it bad in this self-quarantine situation. Oprah's partner, Stedman Graham, she has banished him from the house. He is quarantining himself in her guest house. She said because he's been traveling so much, she doesn't want any of his germs near her. So she actually leaves him food at the guest house door. Let's listen.
How you doing?
Meals are dropped off.
Meals are dropped off. We put the meals at the door right there.
There you go.
You only had 4 eggs left in Chicago. All right. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, honey. Y'all have a good time. Miss you.
Miss you too. Enjoy your lockdown.
I kind of feel like Stedman. I feel because you guys have kicked me out and I've been banished to my home.
Should we drop off 4 eggs at your door on the way home?
I couldn't get any yesterday at the store. I do need eggs. But let's move over to Gritty, our favorite mascot in Philadelphia. Well, one of our favorite mascots. I don't want to shortchange the fanatic at all. But, you know, if you know, he went to Twitter yesterday and said, if you know anything about me, you know how seriously I take my cleanliness and hygiene. It's Gritty, remember?
Well, sure. Yeah.
He said, the Grittisons have asked, and as always, I've delivered. So he has given some hygiene tips.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm just going to highlight a few of them, but they're definitely worth checking out on his Twitter page. Wipe down all surfaces with appropriate amount of toilet paper and Febreze.
Okay.
Don't forget to water your plants. Plants are people too, you know.
Okay.
Most people don't know, but planters are multi-use. Think about it.
No.
Yeah, it's not a thought.
I don't
want to
think about that. Pass by that one.
And then he also says, Mr. Clean's magic eraser does not erase bad decisions. Also, not magic. So, I mean, I have some mom friends that would disagree, and they would say that indeed it is magic. Although I think we can all agree that those bad decisions cannot be erased away from Mr. Clean.
Yeah, true.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, so you know what? I told you this hair thing was going to be a problem, but it's not the women that are complaining just yet. It's the men, and we're going to get to that story in just a minute. But first, let me just tell you, Philadelphia, we are a passionate, passionate town, okay? And 76ers owner heard you and actually changed his tune. So let me tell you what happened. So the guy that owns the 76ers decided that because everything's been canceled and stuff, he was going to have to do some pay cuts to the salaried staff and cut everybody back to 4 days a week and blah, blah, blah. And the internet went insane because this is a guy who has gazillions of dollars.
Yeah, I looked at my piece worth almost $4 billion. This is net worth.
So, right. So if you're making $50,000 a year and all of a sudden your salary gets cut and you're only making a portion of that, you're already, chances are, if you've got a family, you're struggling to make
family
ends meet
in a house,
anyway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So the internet went crazy. Joel Embiid came through and he said, you know what? This is insane. I'm going to make a huge donation so that at least these guys can be taken care of. And then the owner of the 76ers is like, okay, forget it. Everybody can still make money. So bravo to you if you were one of the people that, you know, spoke out on behalf of just fellow mankind, making
right.
sure that these folks
yeah.
got paid.
And it's notable because this is one of the only times in human history that social media has done something positive. This
yes.
is great.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure there were a lot of bad words included in some of those posts.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it probably wasn't all super friendly, but it was for the greater good.
Right, it's awesome.
And
it worked
we
out.
We applaud you. All right, so now let's talk about guys in Hollywood and their hair. Because, Dave, I've been telling you that these are the times, I mean, like, I'm due to get my roots done this week, but I can't because my salon's not open.
Right.
So, like, this time next week, you know, I might be able to hide it a little bit. But after a while, it's going to be a real problem.
Lots of hats.
Lots of hats. Yeah, okay. For sure. And scarves and things like that. People who have, you know, like ladies who have to get their nails done. If you've got all that acrylic on your fingers or you get that gel polish, it's growing out and looking pretty darn nasty right now. You know, these is like first world problems for sure, but still right. Problems just the same. So then you have a guy like Jim Carrey. He actually started a beard challenge because of the coronavirus outbreak. He posted day one. I'm growing a beard until we all go back to work. I'll post regular pictures so that you can marvel at the miracle of my meaningless transformation. Normally, I try to stay on the cutting edge of entertainment. Now I shall conquer the uncutting edge. Please join me. Let's grow together.
You know it's a pandemic when Jim Carrey resurfaces. Wow. I don't think we've heard of him since 1918, since the last pandemic.
Do you remember when he grew his beard last time?
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
It's not good. Yeah, it's not good.
It's happening again. Can we please get over this coronavirus thing? Jeff Foxworthy, for the first time in 40 years, shaved his mustache.
Oh. I didn't see the picture.
I would imagine that his wife doesn't even recognize him.
He must look 30 years younger.
He hasn't had absolutely no lip at all. You know, like when guys have a mustache for a long time and then it's gone. Like, remember when Hurricane Schwartz shaved off his mustache and then all of a sudden it was like, what?
Oh, Donnie's showing me a picture. Yeah, it doesn't even look like him.
You wouldn't even recognize that.
No.
Well, no, yes, you would.
You think?
Yeah, he's still got the hair and stuff. He totally still looks like Jeff Foxworthy.
I'd say, hey, you're Jeff Foxworthy's cousin, aren't you?
Yeah, right. The one without the mustache. And then this is where it gets real, okay? Kevin Hart, who we all know and love, first of all, expecting his second child with his wife,
congratulations.
Nico. So congratulations to them. But he is letting his hair grow out while he's been self-isolating. So Kevin Hart's going great. Let's listen.
I'm feeling it, man. You know, I ain't never not been working for this long, so I ain't never had a chance to let it grow like this. I'm rolling. Gray hair in the beard. Gray hair up top on the side. Giving you four distinguished gentlemen out here, man. Don't run from it. Embrace it.
How about it?
Yeah, distinguished gentleman. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Those are good words.
It's funny. Like, I didn't even think of him as a guy who would color his hair.
Yeah.
But now that it's gray, it's like, oh, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look bad, but I get why he does, because he does look so much younger with it all black.
Yeah, you're right, though. All the Hollywood secrets are going to come out now, right? See what people really look like. What about the actors and actresses that need their collagen and their Botox refills?
I know. Like, well, I know. I guess Kelly Ripa's already been complaining about that. Like, her face is, we're not even going to recognize. She's actually going to look, you know, older than 12. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now. Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
I have the greatest news about coffee. Like, you thought coffee was good.
Yeah.
It's even better than you thought it was. I'm going to tell you that coming up. I'm going to make you wait for that
one. Goody, goody.
It's so good. It's so good. First, let me tell you about Luke Bryan, because this is also good. He was saying that he loves being a judge on American Idol because, not just because he loves judging, but he said it's actually made him a better parent. Now, listen to this. Luke Bryan says, quote, I didn't realize when I signed up for this that I would lay in bed at night wondering about these kids and praying for their well-being. Being the fatherly figure, I've learned that there are many struggles that kids are going through these days. And being on the show taught me that if I see some of these things in my own kids, it's a real thing. The show has taught me a broader view of what kids are dealing with in society, and I just relish the opportunity to mentor them and to mentor them through this crazy journey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
wise. I thought
that
was really nice. Yeah.
That's great.
I keep seeing jokes on Facebook asking how long social distancing is supposed to last because husbands are asking to come back home. But it turns out that's real life for Stedman Graham, you know, Oprah's man. She banished him from their house because he travels so much, and she's letting him stay in the guest house, and she's nice enough to leave him food at his door. Listen to this.
How you doing?
Meals are dropped off.
Meals are dropped off. We put the meals at the door right there.
There you go.
You only had four eggs left in Chicago. All right. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, honey. Y'all have a good time. Miss you.
Miss you, too. Enjoy your lockdown.
That's love.
Yeah.
That's and love right there.
Thing is, I bet like he's like living in a tool shed, but the tool shed has 19 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Seven pools. Right.
Seriously. I think I'd be mad. I would be really mad at her. Unless he,
if your partner like made you like sequestered you.
Yeah.
Made
you like get out of the house. I don't want you here because you're traveling to, I don't know.
I wonder if at the end of this, there's going to be more babies or more divorces.
A little bit of both, maybe a little bit of both. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's talk coffee. Okay. Because science has proven that drinking coffee helps improve brain function and slow aging. Those are studies that we've heard about. But now new research is showing that coffee can also help you lose weight and body fat. Because seriously, for as much as we all would love to improve our brain function and slow down our aging, what we really care about are our fat cells and getting rid of them or shrinking them, right? I mean, this is like the now solution.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this study with rats, of course. And so they fed the rats about the equivalent of 4 cups of coffee a day. Mm-hmm. And when they did that, the rats that drank the coffee ended up staying slimmer than the rats that didn't drink the coffee. So the caffeine in the coffee made them not gain weight like the other rats did, and it actually shrunk all their little fat cells.
That's amazing.
I know. This is great news. So I've been just drinking 1 cup of coffee a day. I'm going to boost it to 4 so I can be like a rat.
Yeah, and you have to find a way to transform yourself into a rat just to make sure it works. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. The Monopoly Collect and Win game at Acme features 3 different ways to win $1 million. Shop and play today. No purchase necessary. Hasbro is not a sponsor of this promotion.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.